Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Okay. Most of today is obviously on what's happened with the U.S., Iran, Iran's response today, what we might do. But we're still going to do a couple segments where we have fun, including overrated, underrated, properly rated. And the next hour with Chip Scoggins, Patrick DeHaan, gas buddy guy, our guy, has a kind of a narrow window. So that's why Susie went just a smidge shorter with the news. And we're going to go maybe a smidge shorter here with overrated, but you're the lead dog. By the way, we need texts on this. What is overrated in your life? What is underrated in your life? What is properly rated? Maybe your life, an observation, some fun, 651-461-9226.
Join the fun.
On the Harrigan Hotline. That's what we call it, the Harrigan Hotline.
I love that.
Yeah. Till we have a sponsor, it's the Harrigan Hotline.
So my overrated, underrated, properly rated for this week.
Yeah.
You know, I mull it. I mull around about it. I spend some time mulling. And I went to...
You're a muller.
I'm a muller. I went to three garage sales on the hottest day in the history of mankind.
Did you think about bringing one of the... I have one from a day when it was incredibly hot at the fair last year, where it's part fan, part mister. You know, you put the water in there, Dave.
Yeah.
The fan and the little spritz.
All the while.
Yeah. I think that might have helped you out, Susie. What was that? What do you?
It
what
was
noise?
Beautiful.
What noise was that again? Is this the fan or is this something
That's
else?
That's the fan.
Mosquito.
Okay, just, you know, making sure.
He has a repertoire of sound.
He does. He's a soundologist. Yeah. Okay, so you were hot. You were steamy.
I mean, I feel like that heat really knocked me out a little bit. And to go to three different outdoor parties... I had my mother with me,
Wait
Kay Jones.
Wait a second. So you went to three different garage sales and three different parties?
Did I say garage sale?
Yeah.
See, I think my brain has been a little bit diminished because of experiencing the extreme heat over the last 2 days.
Could be working with us, too.
Could be that.
Yeah.
You know, I already left thinking that I wasn't doing this, and now I am.
Yeah.
But this
happens so these were parties.
They were graduation parties that were outside.
Yep.
And it was really excruciating. Now, you want to be fun. You want to celebrate. You want to have fun. But at the same time,
girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun. You can feel sweat dripping down your back. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Now, two of the homes had air. So I had Kay Jones inside
One
of them.
Were those parties inside, outside?
Inside, outside. But more like the old people who might pass out and the babies were inside.
Good call.
Like everybody else was sort of just dealing with
it. So was there somebody at the door saying, too young, you're outside.
Tent.
You're fit. Get outside.
My cousin's grad party for his daughter, though, he had fans everywhere outside.
Fans outside.
With extension cords and then hanging sort of from contorted places. Just, oh, look, there's a fan. So anyway, where you wouldn't think a fan would be, you know. Anyway.
Hey, there's a fan.
Hey. So it was hot. I was like trying to have fun.
What were you wearing?
I wore
sundress.
I did have a sundress. I had a light blue sundress on.
Sure looked great.
I did look great.
Yeah.
Actually, guess what? at one of the parties, I just got a text from somebody who was at the party who said somebody else that was at the party wanted to know if he could have my phone number.
Oh. Yeah. Here we go. Okay, now this is a separate topic, but yeah. Didn't we have a little date action on Friday?
I did have a date on Friday.
Okay,
the gentleman from South St. Paul.
Yeah. I'd eliminate that city.
It's, you know, it was tough because
Jimmy Francis and Adam Carter.
I know, right? The sludge. He was nice. He was a pretty straight up guy.
Good.
Yeah. And we had a nice dinner at Axel's. Never been to Axel's.
Axel's was good.
Yeah, had a nice dinner.
Yep.
Had some salmon, some walleye.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think there might be a second date.
Okay.
There was nothing romantic. We had a handshake at the beginning, a little hug at the end. But
yep.
Nice guy.
Good.
Nothing wrong with him. He had good teeth. He didn't cry.
401k looks good.
It's always good to judge a first date. If the other person on the date with you doesn't end up in tears.
That's been an issue.
I think that's it.
It has.
We had another individual who did end up in tears. That's true.
It's my only requirement. Good teeth and don't cry. I can't handle it.
God, I love you. You're so good.
All right. Well, anyway, that's about it for me. I know we want to sort of squeeze it all in.
Yeah.
And I will do
that. Me? Mm-hmm. Dave, why don't you give one or two here and then pause and we'll do more.
Well, I'll start with the Heat because yesterday I was at the ballpark, Twins and Brewers. You know what we didn't need?
What?
On a 1,000-degree day?
A loss?
Like 35 hits, 17 runs, and 3.5 hours of a ball game.
Were you stapled to your seat? You know, you're able to walk around and leave.
We did walk around, but, you know, the kids wanted to stay. Kids were having fun.
You're so cheap. You paid for the tickets and you didn't want to leave.
I didn't pay for the tickets. Oh. They came from my father, but I paid the $7 to park, and that was unacceptable.
How much on food?
If I'm paying $7 to park for a game, we're staying for the game.
Dad, please, can we go?
Kids are melting. No, $7.
Sit down.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of the Heat.
We'll get to the Twins with Chip Scott. If we're talking Heat, I golfed late Saturday afternoon.
Oh, so my.
Suck it up, Buttercups.
Did you drive a cart?
I did. So that's I'm 98% walker. But I did go belly up and carted.
I think that's smart for your health. And I'm just saying, I know you're a specimen of health. But
we know that.
It can take you down.
Yeah.
I'm interrupting David's
turn. No, that's okay. For most of the weekend, it was just me and the youngest, wife and the oldest, were over in Eau Claire for a swim meet.
But so they told you.
To beat the Heat on Saturday, a little ice cream shop action.
Oh.
Lake Elmo Creamy. And you'd be very proud of me, Chad.
Guess what I
ordered? I went cone.
Oh, my God.
The little one decided first. She went cone. So I said, you know what?
Daddy's
gone. I'm going to test the tongue dexterity.
Yeah, the tongue dexterity in this guy has been questioned many times.
No. I wasn't happy with the choice because, again, the cone is a waste. Doesn't taste good. Rather just have it.
So
be able to enjoy
about it, Susie. He's afraid of a cone, and he suggests cones don't taste good. The ice cream, when you get to the ice cream in the cone, is delectable.
No, it's ruined by the flavor of the cone.
What kind of cone is getting
dark?
Bark?
It's the regular cake cone. It's boring. The point is, though, not a single drip hit the ground, Chad. Tongue dexterity, not an issue.
You were inside, weren't you, with this cone?
Didn't matter. It was 80,000 degrees inside.
I do.
Oh, man.
All right, more of Dave's tongue dexterity. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? If you don't send us a text, Susie will make you cry on her next date. 651-461-9226.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts, overrated mowing the yard on Sunday.
Oh.
About an hour job, took 75 minutes, because an AC break halfway through. I'm soft. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Susie in a sundress. I'm in. Missing my wisdom teeth, though, so maybe I'm out. No, not in the wisdom teeth. You're fine. I think Adele's frozen custard in Excelsior is overrated. Can I tell you this? I think it is, too.
Really?
I think it's fine.
How do you screw up ice cream?
I just, you know what I think it is? You know, Carla and I still got along great. Carla and I dated for 8 years, and her son is like a son to me.
Yeah. Okay?
We have plenty of ice cream places around us, including Honey Mackey's, which is great. She'd want to drive there every time, and from where we lived, it was like 25 minutes. I'd be like, there's a lot of places nearby. So more, it's not Adele's. Sorry, Adele's. It was more that we had to make the 50-minute drive.
Okay.
Are you just anti-custard? Is that your issue? You're a cream over custard guy?
What's the difference?
Well, Dairy Queen, you know, I mean.
Well, that's like neither. That's soft serve. They
yeah,
can't call it ice cream.
I like the real ice cream better. I do. Underrated cottage cheese on top of beans and wieners.
Wow.
No.
Get out of here.
I wonder if that's a grad party food item.
I like cottage cheese. I like beans. I like brats and Polish is better, but cottage cheese.
Not all together.
Ooh, yuck. The disappointment of Tommy Fleetwood. Yeah, okay, it was a really good golf day. So briefly, Tommy Fleetwood.
Who is Tommy Fleetwood?
He's probably the 15th best player on the planet. But the problem is he's had tons of success in the Ryder Cup. He's had tons of success. I think he's got 7 wins in the European Tour. Hasn't won
a tournament.
On the PGA. And he had the lead more often than not, kind of a shallow lead most of the day. But he's playing the 18th hole, pretty easy hole, the TPC in Connecticut. It's a great drive, got 148, switches clubs, comes up short. Keegan Bradley, who's battling, hits a little bit past him, hits it to 5 feet. Tommy, 3 putts, including, looked like he hit maybe a ball mark on his second putt, but it might have been low right, and Keegan made it. It was very tough to see Tommy afterwards, but it's a reminder that Keegan Bradley should play on the Ryder Cup. I love golf.
I know
but
you
people
do.
turn being captain of the Ryder Cup like solving the Iranian-U.S. crisis. They pick out outfits. They set up the pairings. That's about it.
What if they called you and said, "Dude, would you like to be on the Ryder?"
Second, I would run both of you over to be the Ryder Cup. Not hard. I mean, just great
just bump.
Glancing blow.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, what else do you have to
do? Quick one I need. I wanted to do this last Monday, but we had to skip overrated because of the tragedies over the
sure.
weekend. But 12 days ago, you were out.
Oh, you and, dog. You're
a dog. Oh, it's happening. It's happening, Susie.
Okay,
a part
here we
of
go.
Susie that's overrated. Corzo was in.
Yeah, Corzo.
Nice
Susie, man.
Just give me a quick 1 to 10, 1 being not important, 10 being most important. Just these personality traits for a good news person. Who better to ask than Susie, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So let's just start with this. Curiosity.
0 to 10. Curiosity.
Just go quick.
What?
0.
How important
it
is
doesn't
it?
Matter. 10, it matters a lot. 0 to 10.
For
curiosity.
Being a great news person.
Grammar.
That has nothing to do with listening. Where's listening, Dave? 0 to 10.
Yeah,
just
clearly.
Get to it. Just tell him what I did.
What happened at the 2 o'clock news when Corzo was in?
2:03.
At the 2:03 local news. What time did you make it in, Susie?
2:03:23, or was it into the 40s?
I think it was into the 40s because it was about the 20s that I made it down to the newsroom saying, Susie! Susie, we're late!
Okay, now Corzo is.
Punctuality.
Corzo he's a writer. He lays out stuff. He's not a fly by the city pants guy. How did Corzo handle that?
Oh, he was fine.
He was good.
He was fine.
Mystified. I came flying in the door here with my hair on fire. I'm like, I was writing a story and I get so. If I'm cutting tape and writing,
yeah.
I just didn't look at the clock, and I'm like, holy Toledo,
yeah.
I need to get my arse.
Let me guess, the last one for Dave was timing.
Punctuality. Punctuality, how important is that? Because for Susie, I believe, overrated, even though just 2 days prior to that, we were talking about she came in here like it.
Yes.
You know, 2 minutes and 30
we
seconds
worried.
After the hours. You were worried about me, weren't you? No, I wasn't worried. Susie, you're a pro.
Never
You'd
miss.
Never be late.
You'd never miss 10300. People don't understand that radio business is not just seconds. It's the little, you know, it's all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's showing up on time.
Bottom line. It helps. Anyway, I fail. Duh.
Quickly. Yesterday in the middle of the day when it was felt like 105 here, it was 54 in Duluth.
Oh, my.
I think there's something cool about our state. It's a hundred. Feels like 105 here. Probably with the breeze off the lake, it felt like 49.
They have a lake over there?
They do.
One of those great ones?
Ask John Williams. That's great. The fact that our attack against Iran was named Operation Midnight Hammer is such a great name.
The best
we've
ever
done.
Even
if you're against it, how can you go up against Operation Midnight Hammer?
I can hear the music behind it.
It's an attack or a porn movie. I don't know which.
Or a Tom Cruise flick.
Or his personal life's going really, really well. AC experts saying the ideal temp in your house is 78. I want them eliminated from the planet.
What's your temperature?
Ideal?
Yeah.
70. Dave? During the day? Ooh. I got 70 during the day. What do you do?
We go 75 during the day, down to 71 at night.
That's because he's cheap.
Ooh, you are cheap.
He's just cheap.
Thank you.
Okay. My boy, I had a couple weeks of okay sleep. Now I'm in a week of just disastrous
crap.
You know, it just stinks.
And is the weather related or? Okay.
I don't think so. Although it doesn't help when it's a little bit warmer in the house, but the house was fine yesterday. When my boy Quinny, my hero, says, I think the first time at about 3:36 when I'd fallen asleep, maybe about 10 minutes before, Dad, is it time to get up?
Oh, jeez.
And then at about 5:17, how about now?
Oh, man. And you can't be mad at him, dude.
No.
Ever.
You can be.
Yeah, I was dismayed, I will say. Yeah. And the second one, I might have had a little different tone. It would have been a really different tone to Hunter and Griffin when they were younger, but I can't get really mad at Quentin.
No.
The weather dictating which foods you can have?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No. Chad, if it's 105 degrees
I'd have hot chocolate, without a doubt.
Wow.
Soup.
Not me.
We had goulash last night.
No. Spicy chili?
Spicy chili.
No, those are fall foods.
Nope.
I don't need them.
I don't let big weather dominate my life like you do. maybe big clock needs to dominate your life. And then a sad one.
Oh.
Scott Miller covered the Minnesota Twins for the Pioneer Press in the 90s. Scott Miller also has been on this radio station many, many, many times with Steve Thompson on Saturdays. He became one of Stevie's go-to guys. It's not like Scott and I were great friends, but we knew each other when he was here. I had him on occasionally. And Scott Miller just passed away at the age of 62.
Oh,
I don't know all
no.
the details yet. But when I saw it yesterday when I was golfing, I was so dismayed because I never heard Scott. I never was around Scott when he wasn't just kind, generous, and funny.
Mm.
And also a damn good baseball writer and a tremendous radio guest. I don't care how bad or great your questions were. Scott would go with it, would have fun, and it just stunk. And I thought somebody I worked for at the Fan last week, that I worked for at the Fan a long time ago, Lorna Gladstone, just a tour de force of a human being. She had been a GM before. We had so many people in management for about 4 years at the Fan. I can't believe how much of a budget we had there. It was crazy. But Lorna, who just was a presence, came out, she died.
And how old was she?
I don't know, but she was older than Scott. She had to be somewhere in her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know people lose people every single day. And I'm not suggesting either one was a best friend. And I hadn't talked to Lorna in a long time. But when you see somebody who used to be more a part of your life or you know, and it happens out of nowhere, it just jars you.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Miller, high quality human being. I'm very, very sorry. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, we'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, what's going to happen with gas prices? The definitive expert in this area is Patrick DeHaan, gas buddy guy. No, did he change it? Is he gas buddy?
We're still gas buddy.
Okay, I think he's gas buddy something else, but he's gas buddy. Maybe it's just, I thought he changed recently, but it's Patrick DeHaan. He's with us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the truth. This guy is the leader in this area, and we're fortunate to have him on gas prices, the implications, what's truth, what's fiction, where we're headed, what's happened so far. Patrick DeHaan is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Follow him on Twitter, at GasBuddyGuy. Okay, thank you, sir. For folks who think, because of what's happened Saturday, and maybe because of the Iranian response in the last 90 minutes, that we're headed to major issues with gas prices across the country, you say what to those folks?
No, have a bucket of cold water and pour it on your head and, you know, cool off a bit. Energy markets, to your point here, you know, they did spike a little bit Sunday night in electronic trading. Oil prices did jump 4%. But if you blink, you probably wouldn't understand what the heck's going on, because oil prices that had jumped 4% last night are now down 7.5% at this moment. We're back down to $68 a barrel. A lot of the market now, well, first of all, the Strait of Hormuz has never been closed before. So Iran was saber-rattling, you know, to infinity, because they know that by doing so, it would drum up oil prices. But now Iran has also retaliated, launching missiles at a U.S. airbase in Qatar. And so that, I think, by many, including myself, is seen as kind of the closing response here. Iran did not have many options. And now with them launching missiles, which have not, thankfully, harmed any U.S. troops and caused minimal damage, that may be the response that Iran has. And oil prices tanking because they believe, the oil market largely believes, that this is kind of Iran's response. And so what could have been a big issue are now oil prices plummeting.
Let's just add to the Iranian part of it, too, on the response. Multiple journalists are reporting that Iran made sure that the U.S. forces knew ahead that the missiles were coming to Qatar. So this could be very similar to their response to the killing of Soleimani. And we don't know yet, but I don't fault a lot of people for saying, okay, is this the same playbook? And so it was so important that you laid it out, because I think people will be stunned, a lot of them who are the doom and gloom folks, when they hear you talking about the drop, saying, oh my God, I was ready to store up gas and we were headed to $6. People just panic in this area so quickly, as opposed to going to somebody like you who knows this so well.
Well, and a lot of this, too, is maybe a bit of petroleum markets analysis, but a lot of this, too, is looking at Iran from a military standpoint and knowing what they're capable and not capable of, right? Because the U.S. has attacked them. Iran, as Israel has demonstrated, Iran has very few options. Iran saw their air defenses decimated by Israel. They saw our B-2 bombers fly in, and by the way, no losses there. Iran does not have many options. They have to appear strong, and they're appearing strong through strength and launching missiles. But to your point, they cannot risk a miscalculation because they know their hand is very weak. So to your point, Iran almost essentially has to alert the United States, because if there's one miscalculation here, Iran does not want to draw the further ire of the United States. And that's why oil markets are reacting the way they are, because Iran doesn't have a whole lot of options. And now that they've responded, this is maybe oil prices last night in electronic trading hit $78 a barrel. We're now $10 a barrel below that. Mm. the market is signaling that it believes that this may be kind of the closing innings of this situation.
Here's another point on the Strait of Hormuz. It would hurt them too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people thought, oh my God, that's going to be it. First of all, will it actually happen, as you've laid out very astutely? But considering the position they're in right now, the squeeze mm-hmm. they're facing, do they also want to hurt themselves financially? And it seems to me and other people I trust, the answer is no.
Yeah, and to your point, by the way, a lot of folks vastly oversimplifying something. This is not just a door, right, that can be closed. We're talking about 55 kilometers of military assets, and Iran could make things interesting by launching an aircraft carrier or attacks on vessels. But there's not an easy way for them to completely blockade the strait. And to your point, not only would Iran potentially, you know, inflict a self-wound on itself here by trying to totally blockade this, but guess who uses the Strait of Hormuz? Saudi Arabia, Kuwait,
yeah, right.
The UAE. Many mm-hmm. of their neighbors would not want this.
Patrick Gahan is with us. He is the definitive man in this area, Gas Buddy Guy. Follow him. The President of the United States at 9:35 Eastern Time said this. Everyone, keep oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right in the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. I saw your retweet, but go ahead and explain your reaction to this.
It's probably like me retweeting when there's a major refinery goes down. Say if a refinery in Minnesota went down, that would be the equivalent of me saying, hey, guys, don't fill up. Right. Nobody's going to let, I mean,
yeah,
here's
right.
the thing about oil markets, right,
yeah.
is not a single entity controls oil markets. And the president is acting like OPEC is just going to be like, all right, turn all the light switches back on. Let's go. It's not like that. They're producing oil every day. The U.S. doesn't have any spare capacity that can just turn on. Oil producers respond not to a president or politician. They respond to market dynamics. And with oil prices falling today, it's like asking your boss, hey, can you work overtime? Oh, you're going to pay me less? No, thanks. nobody's going to be excited about that. So, you know, the president's a little bit misguided there. You don't just turn it on and off oil production. It's either on or it's off. And so there's really not any way for the president to you know, exert this pressure. Oil producers aren't going to budge.
On Twitter earlier in the day where it stood, you had listed where gas prices and diesel prices were up. Obviously, this yep. can change considering what you've laid out so far. I think Minnesota was like in one area was like fifth or sixth. Another area was a little bit higher. Why were certain states higher with gas prices and diesel prices over the last few days?
Well, there's a lot of different behaviors for gas prices. My job is kind of studying some of those behaviors. Minnesota tends to engage in more of a cyclical pattern where gas prices trend lower, then they have a huge spike up, and then for 7 to 10 days they slowly decline, then they spike back up. That pattern repeats itself every 7 to 14 days. And partially because of the Middle East action sending oil up, it led to another one of these cycles happening a few days earlier than it normally would have. But if you look at the data, you know, you don't know that prices in Minnesota engage in the cycling, and you're saying, well, your price is cycled. They're up 10 cents in the last week. Why are some states not up at all? Because pricing behaviors can vary state to state. And so, you know, a lot of consumers just look at it very flat and say, oh, these comparisons are all apples to apples. But not every state engages in those behaviors. So it's kind of comparing apples to, you know, maybe a subset, a Granny Smith type of apple, a little bit different.
What's your go-to apple?
You know, I do like Granny Smith. I do like green apples. So I suppose that. I mean, you know, maybe not quite apple time just yet. But
yeah.
Speaking of gas prices, they are up 10 cents a gallon in Minnesota. The good news is with oil down 7.5% today, I think by later this week we could start to see some relief. The interesting thing here is, by the way, Minnesota diesel prices, $3.40 a gallon a week and a half ago. $3.70 a gallon today. So diesel's taking it on the chin. The good news is there could be some relief coming for diesel as well. I'm looking at the wholesale price of diesel this afternoon, down about 16 cents a gallon. So if you're in a rush to fill up, I say bite the bullet, wait a few days, because we may start to see decreases.
Excellent, as always. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick DeHaan bringing it, as he always does. Oh, the green apple. Mm. I'm not a green apple guy, are you?
Time and a place. Would never be my first
when
choice.
When I'm on an island by myself with no food?
No, come on. It's better than that, Neil.
Wilson!
No, Wilson! I would take the green apple.
Bring the green apple back.
I mean, 12 out of 10 times over a Red Delicious or something like that. I mean, come on.
Suck it up, Buttercup. The honey is the honey.
The Honey Crisp?
The honey. I'm close with it. I call it the honey.
Okay. Hey, okay. Give me a honey over here.
He nails it again. Like, people just panic. I saw it over $8 gas prices. He's pointing out how much it's dropped during the day. And when Trump's acting like he can control it, no, we can't. Okay. I'm going to react to Donald Trump and just give another example why I just have such a major problem with his character. Then I'm going to tell you, while Donald Trump is correct and the lefties are frauds. So plenty more on this particular issue, the dominant issue on the planet today. We've been talking about a lot, but we also had overrated, underrated, properly rated. And we're going to have Chip Scoggins at 2:05 right here on the home of the Twins. They be sinking. WCCO. I am aware, because we talked about it for an hour, and we just talked about it with Patrick DeHaan, and hopefully we're still going to talk about it with Aaron David Miller, that the biggest story involving the commander-in-chief is the attacks, the decision, what led to it, Iran's reaction, and where we go. So I'm well aware of that. But when I talk about Donald Trump and his lack of character, this is an example. So this is the president on Truth Social this afternoon. This is the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, while he's getting ready for a meeting in the Situation Room, while attacks are taking place on our base in Qatar, where CENT Command is located. And this is his comment on Truth Social. The sites we hit in Iran were totally destroyed, and everyone knows that. Let's stop right there. We don't know that. I hope so. If they made the decision to go, and they did, now that they made that decision, I hope they're obliterated. Don't you? Isn't that if you push it, and I'm with Colonel David Hunt. I wish they would frame it this way, like the colonel did. We have, because of Israel's actions against Hamas, because of Israel and our reaction, our response to the Houthis, because of what Israel did to Hezbollah, with Assad out in Syria, with Russia weakened, and most importantly, because of what Israel did with their air defense system of Iran, pretty much ending it, that we decided this was the time to make sure Iran did not down the line have the capability for nuclear weaponry. But instead, out of nowhere, they're days away. They're almost there on enrichment, even though his own intelligence department, the people he selected said a few months ago, they're not close. If you want to make the argument like Colonel Hunt did, I get that more. And again, I cry no tears for the Iranian government. It's been death to America for 46 years. They would kill any one of us right now. But on what happened on the site, because he's so hyperbolic, when he said completely obliterated, we don't have the intel yet. Because he would put that out. I hope it happened. So we don't know that yet, right? Give me the Suchi.
Oh, we don't know that.
Perfect. Only the fake news would say anything different in order to try to demean as much as possible. And they even said They were pretty well destroyed. Working especially hard on this falsehood. I'm going to skip a name and get to it last. Dumb Brian Roberts, the chairman of Comcast, not even Comcast, Comcast. This is Commander Chief. Johnny Carl of ABC Fake News. By the way, he answers John Carl's number every time. Every time. And as always, the losers of, again, Comcast NBC's fake news. It never ends with these sleaze bags in the media, and that's where the ratings are at all-time low, zero credibility. You know the name I did not mention? Anderson Cooper. Oh, that's right. He didn't refer to Anderson Cooper as Anderson Cooper. He referred to him as Allison Cooper. Geez, I wonder why. Oh, I know. Anderson Cooper is a homosexual. He's acknowledged that, I don't know, decades. By the way, who cares, right? Anderson Cooper gets to live his life. You can like him as a journalist. You can not like him as a journalist. But that bleeping commander-in-chief, when we're in the middle of this, and he's my president just like he's your president and the commander-in-chief, doesn't mean you have to be hypnotized, but he's the command chief. While this is unfolding, he has to go with a homophobic slur against a reporter. Text me, Trump supporters. And he won. He won the swing states 7-0. He crushed Kamala Harris. By the way, it's not Kamala, because that was overtones of, don't forget, she's black. Or Barack Hussein Obama. Don't forget, he's Muslim. Oh, by the way, he's not. Actually goes to church all the time, unlike Donald Trump. Allison Cooper. That is a crude, pathetic comment by a seventh grader. And the 79-year-old commander-in-chief thinks this is the time to offer up a homophobic slur. Go ahead and defend it.
You're not surprised, right? You can't be surprised.
No.
You can't be.
I'm not.
The name calling has been the playbook for years and years and years and years. And
it, this will be spun somehow, or if anybody asks him about it, oh, I didn't have time to see it. Oh, yeah, they all follow Truth Social. They get their marching orders from the guy. Trump supporters, I want you to try to defend this right now. That, first of all, that he's tweeting or Truth Socialing at any point, but then has to offer up a homophobic slur. Then to the lefties, by the way, who are all up in arms about Congress wasn't notified. We weren't notified. Richard Haass leans left, well knowledgeable in the area of military matters. All of those critical to POTUS for not getting congressional authorization before attacking Iran are overlooking the historical record that since WW2, 99% of the time, U.S. presidents use military force without explicit prior approval from Congress. You want some names? How about we start with Barack Obama ordering airstrikes in Libya and send forces to Syria? No congressional approval. How about Bill Clinton authorize NATO airstrikes in Kosovo in 1999? So if you're a purist in this area, Dave, and you say it all the time, I guess you're true to your word. But on a decision like this, with some element of surprise, if it was President Harris and she would have made this decision, and I know some Trump supporters are going to laugh and say that's not possible. Let's just go with the hypothetical. And they wanted to bring an element of surprise. Do you think for 1 second she would have sought out and had congressional approval? Because I think the chances are zero.
No, likely not. And I'm sure all the Democrats, or at least most of them criticizing today, would have been praising her courage and fortitude and 100%. Toughness to get it done. See, Kamala is tough just because she's a woman, blah, blah, blah. She can exactly. Still make the call.
See, that's it. That's an actual debate in politics. But no, Donald Trump, by the way, that's with facts. Donald Trump has to go to a homophobic slur. And you wonder why I question this guy's moral character. Because it's lacking. And it should matter when you're voting for president, what you expect out of your president.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.